Who stole Willie's lunch? One day, there were sightings of a monkey at Willie's school. Some people said the monkey was dangerous, but very few people actually saw him. During class, the children often glanced out the window to see if the monkey was there. Ding dong, ding dong. The lunchtime bell sounded. The students all ran to the school kitchen to get their lunches. Everyone took their lunch except Willie. He looked all over, but couldn't find his lunch anywhere. Willie went to tell his teacher. His teacher made an announcement over the loudspeaker.
Has anyone taken Willie Lane's lunch? If so, please bring it to the teacher's room immediately.
Willie waited and waited, but nobody returned his lunch. His teacher took him from classroom to classroom to look for it. Did Chuck take it? Chuck ate like a horse. He could probably eat 10 lunches. Or was it Jerry? Willie had broken Jerry's Game Boy a few days before, and Jerry hadn't spoken to him since. Who stole Willie's lunch? A student raised his hand and said,
Teacher, it must have been the monkey.
Do you have proof?
The teacher replied. The student said,
Willie's lunchbox had a banana sticker on it. Isn't that their favorite fruit?
The teacher nodded.
You might be right.
There was much excitement in the school. Everyone got ready to catch the monkey. There were sightings of the monkey everywhere. It seemed everyone had a different story. Suddenly, a black shadow appeared on the wall, then jumped up on the roof. The monkey quickly swung from tree to tree, the students all shouting after him. Willie's teacher was afraid that the monkey would harm the students. He called the fire department, asking them to come catch the monkey. Finally, the fireman caught the monkey. He brought the monkey down to the ground and attached him to a leash at the base of the tree. The students all went back to their classrooms. Willie hadn't eaten yet. His classmates took the yummiest things out of their lunches and gave them to him. As Willie ate, he felt all warm inside. In the afternoon, everyone put their heads down on their desks and took a nap. But Willie couldn't sleep. He had found his lunchbox. It had been hidden in a corner of his desk the whole time. After school, the students all went home. Under the tree, the monkey was happily eating somebody's lunch. The next day, everyone stood around the tree arguing. One student said,
It must have bitten through the rope and run away.
Another student said,
No, another monkey came and rescued him.
A third student said,
Actually, that wasn't a monkey. It was a ninja who could do magic spells.
Standing away from the crowd, Willie said nothing, smiling to himself.